DiffThinker. Diffusion-based generative multimodal reasoning. The legend of AI reasoning has long revolved around humans picturing solutions in their heads, an inherently visual process. Modern AI has made huge strides with models that fuse text and images, so-called multimodal LLMs, such as an imagined GPT-5 or Google's Gemini, which can answer questions that mix vision and language. Yet, as the DiffThinker team points out, these models still tend to carry out their reasoning as if it were text. In other words, even when presented with a visual puzzle, they think by generating words. This can fall short in tasks that demand tight spatial coherence over many steps. The paper argues that describing each step in words loses the precise geometry of the problem, leading to suboptimal performance in complex long-horizon, vision-centric tasks. For example, humans easily solve mazes or jigsaw puzzles by keeping the full scene in mind, but a text-only chain of thought would have to repeatedly encode and decode that spatial information. As the authors note, distance traveled in a maze or the arrangement of pieces can be hard to capture verbally. In the worst case, a vision language model might wander off, repeatedly describing pixel-level observations in prose rather than zeroing in on a solution. The DiffThinker work is motivated by the question, can we preserve the visual state itself in the loop during reasoning? This leads to an almost radical shift. Instead of producing words at each step, DiffThinker thinks in images. Concretely, the authors introduce a generative multimodal reasoning paradigm, where each intermediate reasoning step is represented as an image. They train a diffusion-based model to take the current scene and directly generate the next scene. For instance, in a maze-solving task, the network is given an image of the maze with the current path drawn so far and asked to output an image with the next segment of path. In Sudoku, the network might complete one or more cells on the grid image. In a jigsaw puzzle, it might place pieces in their proper places. By chaining these image outputs, the model produces a visual chain of thought, a sequence of state images that trace the solution. In effect, DiffThinker reformulates multimodal reasoning as a native generative image-to-image task, letting it scribble its reasoning steps directly onto the image rather than narrate them in text. The authors argue this preserves spatial precision and consistency, superior spatial precision, because the evolving image always shows exactly where objects or paths are. In their own words, the DiffThinker framework is a diffusion-based reasoning loop. At each step, a diffusion image edit model is conditioned on the current scene image, plus any task prompt, and outputs a new image with the next update built in. This updated image is then parsed by a computer vision module, an OCR-like parser, to extract the new symbolic state, e.g. the positions of numbers or path segments, which can be checked or passed back in as the scene input for the next iteration. In this way the loop closes. Image generation right-pointing arrow image parsing right-pointing arrow next image generation, and so on. The authors built all the plumbing to make this concrete. They supply generators for synthetic datasets, maze, Sudoku, etc., training scripts to fine-tune an image edit diffusion model on those tasks, and evaluation code that runs the loop and compares the final image states to the ground truth. In short, they treat reasoning as an iterative image editing problem, leveraging recent progress in diffusion-based vision models rather than relying on text-based CoT. This is summed up in their tagline. Let the model draw its reasoning. So what exactly is denim on one of these visual chains of thought? It depends on the task. The key is that each task has a clear visual state and a notion of a next step. For example, in the maze domain, they generate a top-down 2D maze image with a marked start and goal. The reasoning steps correspond to tracing a path. The model is trained to take the current maze image, with some path drawn up to a point, and generate a new image with one further step of path revealed. In Sudoku, the input image is a partially filled 9x9 grid with some numbers, and the model generates an image filling one or more correct numbers. For a jigsaw, the input might be an image of scattered rectangle pieces, and the output is one where a piece is snapped into place. In a traveling salesman setup, the input could be points on a map and an incomplete route, and the output adds the next connection. The paper mentions domains like sequential planning, maze, frozen lake, combinatorial optimization, TSP, constraint satisfaction, Sudoku, and spatial configuration, jigsaw. The authors provided demos label maze, Sudoku, and jigsaw explicitly, and likely frozen lake and TSP form the other domains. Though only the first three appear on their minigame page. To implement this, the team uses Diff Synth Studio, a toolkit for diffusion models, along with the Qwen image edit backbone. Specifically, their Hugging Face model card notes that they base DiffThinker on the pre-trained Qwen Image Edit 2509 model, a 20B parameter text conditional diffusion model. They then fine-tune it for each task's image editing problem. Essentially, the training data are pairs of images, a before state and an after state with the correct move applied. The model learns to map the before image into the after image in one generation pass, using standard diffusion loss. Critically, it does not output text, it outputs a whole image. After training, at inference time, the model can iteratively generate a sequence of such images until the task is solved, or a maximum number of steps is reached. Notably, the entire pipeline is geared for reproducibility. The authors publish code for each task, data generators, training scripts, and evaluation scripts. For instance, the rubric shows that to run the maze task, one can then execute provided shell scripts. To generate outputs, the model output is parsed, and to score the maze solution, etc. They also provide parsers, some might use OCR or template matching, to convert the generated image into a symbolic state. The Hugging Face instructions explicitly mention that the test datasets used in our experiments are provided within each task's directory, so others can plug in the same data. In short, the training loop is: use the built-in generators to sample many random mazes, or Sudoku instances, etc., with known solutions. Fine-tune the diffusion model so it can reproduce each step. Then on held-out examples, run the model step-by-step and parse, score its outputs. All scripts for generation, training, and evaluation are in the released GitHub, DiffThinker repo. Training and evaluation pipeline. Behind the scenes, each task follows a similar recipe. First, synthetic data is generated. For example, the script would create some number of random grids with a guaranteed path. Likewise, a Sudoku generator produces solvable puzzles, a jigsaw generator slices images into shuffled pieces, and so on. These scripts output paired sequences of images, initial state, intermediate states, final solved state, which serve as training truths. Next, the base diffusion model, Qwen Image Edit, is fine-tuned on this data. The loss is simply pixel-wise, or perceptual, matching between the generated image and the ground truth next state image. Because the images are highly structured, crisp lines and numbers, the diffusion model can learn to add exactly the needed elements, draw the line, write the number, move the piece, etc., to match the reference. The code for this is hidden in the Diff Synth Studio pipeline. The authors likely use its configuration to train on their data. Once trained, the model is evaluated in a closed loop. At test time, the system is given a new initial scene image. It then repeatedly applies the diffusion model. Generate a new image, right-pointing arrow, parse it, right-pointing arrow, feed it back, right-pointing arrow, generate again, until reaching some terminal condition. The provided code suggests that for maze, after each generation they run to call the model and OCR the image, then to compare the drawn path against the ground truth solution path. Presumably, similar scripts exist for the other tasks, e.g. checking Sudoku grid completion, checking TSP tour length, etc. Some inference can also be done step-by-step via Python scripts in the Diff Synth Studio, which allow inspecting intermediate images. The evaluation also involves baselines. The authors compared to leading multimodal models. They include closed-source giants, a GPT-5, like Model and Google Gemini 3 Flash, as black box Ouroboros, as well as an open baseline, a 32B Qwen VL model fine-tuned on the same tasks. In each case, presumably, they prompt these models with the same initial image and ask for step-by-step solutions in text form, though the exact prompting strategy is not fully detailed in the summary. They measure success, likely as percentage of tasks solved correctly, and compared to DiffThinker. In terms of scale, the project focuses on efficiency in the sense of consistency, not necessarily sample efficiency. We don't have the exact dataset sizes, but maze problems, Sudoku puzzles, etc. are cheap to synthesize in bulk. Training a diffusion model like Qwen Image Edit can be expensive, but they presumably train separate models for each task or use LoRa fine-tuning for resource savings. The fact that the Hugging Face model page shows fine-tuned 29 suggests they may have multiple fine-tuned checkpoints, perhaps multiple seeds or tasks. They also lean on powerful hardware. Qwen Image Edit is 20B parameters, likely requiring dozens of GPU hours per task. The authors mention optional use of VLLM, a distributed inference engine, to speed up parsing, OCR, but the main algorithms are standard. In summary, the pipeline is: Generate data right-pointing arrow fine-tuned diffusion model right-pointing arrow iterative inference with parsing right-pointing arrow evaluate against ground truth and other models. All pieces, data code, model checkpoints, inference scripts, are shared for reproducibility. Core ideas and contributions. At the heart of DiffThinker are two big ideas. The first is the paradigm shift itself. Treat reasoning as image generation rather than text generation. By doing so, the model operates directly on the raw visual state. This immediately addresses a key weakness of text-based COD. Writing out pixel-precise spatial information in words is inherently lossy and cumbersome. An image can preserve exact positions, shapes, and relations. The authors emphasize that this yields superior logical consistency and spatial precision. In practical terms, if you want a path to be contiguous and not self-intersecting, a diffusion model generating the next image will tend to respect the drawing as one connected stroke. In contrast, an LLM giving text instructions might inadvertently propose a bend that overlaps itself. This spatial fidelity is a major selling point. Tasks whose difficulty is really about geometry, maze paths, puzzle assembly, benefit from a native visual representation. Second, DiffThinker illuminates several meta properties of the generative image paradigm. The authors identify four core properties of this approach: efficiency, controllability, native parallelism, and collaboration. In their framing, efficiency refers to how a single diffusion step can accomplish multiple sub-tasks at once, e.g. draw two segments of a path or place two puzzle pieces in one output. This is different from text logic, where each sentence usually handles one atomic step. More colloquially, with images you can draw several moves in parallel if needed. Controllability arises because an image model can be constrained by a mask or by preserving certain areas, giving more direct steering over outputs. For example, the system can fix already correct puzzle pieces and only let new pieces appear, whereas a text model might override earlier reasoning. Native parallelism means that different parts of the image can be updated independently yet simultaneously within one generation. In principle, one could imagine training specialized diffusers for left and right halves of a maze and then merging, the point being that the image canvas allows multiple agents to work at once. This ties into collaboration. Once reasoning is in image form, it becomes easy to let multiple modules or even human collaborators intervene, each focusing on a part of the scene and all integrating into the final image step. These properties are hard to exploit in the string of text framework. In effect, DiffThinker argues that reasoning by image inherently supports parallel multi-object manipulation and fine-grained control. On a technical level, the main algorithmic twist is to employ diffusion-based image editing. Diffusion models, like Stable Diffusion, were originally developed for standalone generation, but have found variants for editing existing images given a textual prompt. DiffThinker leverages exactly this capability. The Qwen image edit model takes an input image and a text command, e.g., draw the next step of the path, and outputs an updated image. By training, fine-tuning, on their paired data, the model learns to interpret each command implicit in the context of the current state and fill in the correct continuation. The authors have effectively repurposed the text prompt input mostly to structure the fine-tuning, and at inference may not even need complex textual prompts beyond maybe the task name. In any case, the result is a sequence of images that is straightforward to visualize. Another subtle contribution is the integration of parsing. Each generated image must be correctly interpreted back into a discrete state, e.g. which grid cells are now filled, how the path now runs. The team built parsers, probably using image processing rules or small vision models, that reliably read off the key elements. This is crucial. Without an accurate state decoder, you can't check progress or feed the right input to the next step. The pipeline shows that a vision component, OCR, shape detection, is layered on top of the diffusion engine. This emphasizes that DiffThinker is really a complex system, not just one big model, but a loop of generation and interpretation. The authors highlight this modularity as a strength. For example, one could swap in a better parser or finer tokenizer without retraining the diffusion model. Finally, DiffThinker positions itself as a testbed-style effort. By open-sourcing all data generators and code, they effectively provide mini-benchmarks for image-based reasoning. Anyone can reproduce the five tasks or adapt them. This system-building contribution, laying out a clear pipeline for diffusion-based reasoning, is an important aspect. The authors do the first, in-depth investigation into the intrinsic characteristics of this approach, setting a foundation for future work. In summary, their contributions are twofold. 1. A novel reasoning paradigm, iterative image generation via diffusion. And 2. A thorough empirical study showing its promise, with code and hardware tricks for reproducibility. Comparison to other approaches. How does DiffThinker fit into the landscape of multimodal reasoning? On one side are the standard multimodal LLMs that operate mostly in text. Many recent works improve VQA and visual planning by better prompting or training vision language models. For example, LLAVA-COT, 2024, introduced a method where a vision language model is guided to do multi-stage reasoning. First summarizing the scene, then interpreting visuals, then logical inference, then concluding. This is still fundamentally a text pipeline, albeit structured into steps, and it indeed improves accuracy on some visual puzzles. But DiffThinker's twist is orthogonal. It avoids text summaries entirely. Where LLAVA-COT asks the model to describe what it sees step by step, DiffThinker asks the model to draw the next state. You can think of LLAVA-COT as relying on an internal chain of thought in words, while DiffThinker uses a chain of image thought. Another comparison is to traditional planning algorithms or image processing pipelines. In a classic maze problem, one might run BFS or A** on the grid graph and then overlay the path on the image. DiffThinker essentially learns a model of that planning process, but through learning rather than an explicit graph search. Similarly, solving Sudoku could be done by backtracking on the grid. Here it's done by repeatedly selecting cells to fill to reduce constraints. Unlike a hand-coded solver, DiffThinker's method is data-driven but still fully visual. The line of thought that comes closest to DiffThinker is recent work on using diffusion models for algorithmic generation. For instance, a blog by Jim Fan observed that stable diffusion could render a maze solution by literally painting the path line from start to finish in a single shot. DiffThinker flips that idea. Instead of one-shot generation of the whole solution, it iterates. Another related idea is dreamer-style world models in RL, which simulate future frames of a scene. Dreamer and similar works generate imagined future images, world transitions, to plan. DiffThinker differs by combining that imagination with actual puzzle-solving objectives and intermediate checks. Importantly, DiffThinker is not just a fancy visualizer of traditional reasoning. It leverages the learned generative abilities of modern vision models. Other approaches like ThinkDiff, MI et al., ICML 2025, have looked at aligning text and diffusion. In that case, aligning a vision language model to a diffusion decoder so that the diffusion model can naturally perform reasoning by decoding text tokens. DiffThinker, by contrast, simplifies this idea immensely. It never turns back to tokens. As the authors put it, they're generative multimodal. If ThinkDiff pushes diffusion toward outputting text, DiffThinker pushes it to output images. In practice, this means the baseline comparisons are perhaps not direct apples to apples. LLMs and models like ThinkDiff might handle queries with verbal answers, but here we measure image consistency and puzzle completion. In summary, the main novelty is really the paradigm. Engines like breakthroughs in world models and LLM chain of thought have shown value in planning and reasoning, but they encode the plan as symbols or text. DiffThinker says, why not keep everything analog? It reminds us of cognitive science speculations of pictorial reasoning. This uniquely positions it. It is the first complete system that literally tokens everything in the pixel domain. No previous multimodal Q&A system has done exactly that, to our knowledge. Experimental results and analysis. The paper's headline results are striking. By the author's account, DiffThinker massively outperforms major multimodal LLMs on these synthetic vision tasks. They report relative improvements, not raw accuracies, of over 300% versus GPT-5. 112% versus GEMINI-3, and 39% versus a tuned Qwen-3 VL model. In practical terms, this means that where the LLMs rarely solved the task correctly, DiffThinker was often able to complete the puzzle. The exact metrics aren't given here, but such large gains suggest the baselines performed close to zero on many instances. For example, if GPT-style models barely ever solve a Sudoku by text, then any non-zero success rate would show plus 300% improvement. The fine-tuned Qwen VL score plus 39% means even the open baseline struggled more. Without the paper's tables, we can't scrutinize every number, but the claim is clear. DiffThinker's image-based reasoning closed a huge gap. It implies that the LLM's internal text reasoning was indeed failing at these precise, visual tasks, just as hypothesized. Moreover, the authors note that generative multimodal reasoning shines particularly in logical consistency and spatial tasks. They found that when the diffusion model drew an incorrect inference, say, extending a path wrongly, it almost always did so in a clearly errant way that the parser could catch, whereas the text models would often hallucinate plausible-sounding but flawed steps. We should be careful, however, in trusting these numbers at face value. One must ask, are these tasks really representative of the real-world challenges? The tasks are carefully chosen toy problems, synthetic mazes, crisp printed digits, clean puzzle images, where a diffusion model can excel. By contrast, GPT, Gemini are not primarily trained to solve synthetic puzzles step by step. They likely require very clever prompting, if that is even possible for a visual cue, so the comparison might overstate the practical gap in more naturalistic scenarios. In other words, DiffThinker is tested on exactly the kind of visuals it was built for, clean grids and shapes, whereas LLMs are generalists on messy inputs. Another critical point is task horizon and feedback. In these puzzles, the solution is deterministic and the feedback, especially for training, is clean. DiffThinker likely sees thousands of example iterations during training, so it learns the perfect expectation of how a maze solution looks or how a Sudoku fills numbers. An LLM basis has no chance to fine-tune on these exact visuals unless one specifically trains it, which they did only for QuenVL. The closed-source GPT, Gemini were presumably used only with zero-shot or few-shot visual prompts. It is perhaps unsurprising that a diffusion specialist with task-specific tuning beats them handily on a fine-tuned challenge. Still, the evidence does support the core claim. For these vision-structured problems, working fully in the image domain yields much higher consistency. Each intermediate image in DiffThinker is guaranteed to encode a valid, even if partial, solution state. There's no chance the model will forget the shape of the puzzle, because the image is always right in front of it. In the evaluations, this means DiffThinker solves far more instances correctly. It would have been nice to see more detailed breakdowns. For example, does DiffThinker solve every maze easily but falter on larger ones? But overall, the reported gains speak to a robust advantage in this domain. One must also note what is not shown. There's no evidence of performance on real photographs, no noisy data, and no comparison to other image-based methods, like a CNN planner or a classical algorithm. They also gloss over computation costs. Diffusion models are slow at inference, making iterative generation potentially time-consuming. Baselines like GPT, on the other hand, generate words quickly. The authors hint at efficiency as a property, but practically each reasoning step here is an expensive forward pass through a 20B network plus an OCR step. In future work, it would be useful to measure runtime or number of GPU events needed. For now, the focus is on accuracy. Practical takeaways for roboticists. So, what should a practitioner take from DiffThinker? Suppose you are building a robot or system that needs to do spatial planning or puzzle solving with vision. Is the answer to throw out your language models and immediately start training a diffusion thinker? This paper suggests that for clearly structured, spatially demanding tasks, that might indeed help. For example, a robot in a warehouse with a grid map could use a specialized diffusion model to plot paths. Perhaps the model would iteratively draw the route onto the map image. Or a manipulation robot assembling parts could imagine intermediate assembly steps as images. In principle, any task where the state and goal can be rendered as an image, and where intermediate steps have a concise visual form, could be a candidate for this approach. However, there are significant engineering prerequisites. First, you need a good visual simulator or data generator. DiffThinker's success hinged on having perfect ground truth images of the puzzles. In a robotic setting, you would have to capture or simulate your environment imagery and define what one step looks like visually. For instance, if a mobile robot is navigating office floors, you'd need overhead or map view images and a notion of one step motion drawn. If the robot must flip a switch or move an object, you'd have to decide how to depict each action in an image. Designing these images and their transitions is a non-trivial modeling task. Second, you need an off-the-shelf diffusion model capable of editing those images. The authors started from QuenImageEdit and fine-tuned it on each domain. In practice, a lab would have to either find a suitable pre-trained diffusion baseline or train one from scratch. Unlike off-the-shelf LLMs, these diffusion image models are still relatively new and heavy. Fine-tuning might require many GPUs or TPUs, plus careful hyperparameters. The authors' use of ModelScope's Diff Synth Studio hints that some infrastructure is needed. But at least the code is available. A robot developer could clone their GitHub, use the generators to create new tasks, maybe change colors or shapes to match the robot's camera, and then run the training pipeline as is. The reproducibility instructions are quite clear. One just follows their steps in each task directory. Third, you must implement the parsing of images back into state. The DiffThinker repo shows the actual parsing code for each domain, often quite custom, e.g. a Sudoku OCR or a simple pixel check for maze paths. If one's domain is different, you'll need a new parser. For instance, if the robot's images come from a noisy camera, you may need a neural net to detect object locations. That adds a whole new ML subsystem. The promise of DiffThinker is contingent on perfect perception. In their experiments, the images are clear and synthetic. Real cameras bring occlusion and noise, so an actual robot would likely integrate this with robust perception code first, then feed the resulting structured state to the diffusion reasoner. Fourth, think about how to actually use the generated plans. DiffThinker outputs an image sequence. You'll need a controller to translate that into real actions. Perhaps the simplest is, interpret the final image, extract a full plan, and execute it. Or do stepwise. After each generation, convert it to an action and carry it out. In a real robot, one might run this in simulation first. But keep in mind the latency. Diffusion inference could take half a second or more per step depending on hardware. It's not yet fit for tight real-time loops. This is more suited for offline planning or slow deliberation. If a robotics team wanted a quick prototype, a minimal path would be: use the existing maze setup as a template. Replace the grid with your map, generate some boards that match your environment, fine-tune on that data, and see if the model can at least outline a short path. Or for a puzzle-like task, e.g. tiling an area, use the jigsaw as a template. Essential ingredients are: a. Data in the right image format, b. A base diffusion model. You can use their same Qwen image edit checkpoint or a similar stable diffusion model, c. Compute for fine-tuning, d. Code to run inference in a loop, and e. Code to parse the outputs. The DiffThinker authors have done a. d. for their tasks, which is a big head start. Finally, consider hybrid approaches. A robot rarely lives in toy worlds, so you might combine this image-based reasoning with an LLM or symbolic planner. For example, the LLM could set high-level goals, clear this shelf, while a diffusion submodule plans out the fine motions on an occupancy grid image. This could play to the strengths of each, or a human operator could intervene. Since the model's state is an image, it's easy for a person to glance at the current step and correct it. This is the collaboration the authors mention, not just machine agents, but human-machine teams. Limitations and future directions. Despite the impressive results on synthetic tasks, DiffThinker has clear limitations. The most obvious is that all experiments are on clean, synthetic benchmarks. We don't know how well such a diffusion model would handle even slightly messy real images. If you take a photo of a maze drawn on paper with shadows, or a Sudoku taken with a smartphone at an angle, the model's tolerances are untested. Diffusion models can sometimes hallucinate or produce artifacts if the input doesn't match their training distribution. In practice, one would need careful domain adaptation. Another concern is scale. The tasks in the paper appear to be small puzzles, e.g. maybe 10x10 mazes, 9x9 Sudoku. It's not clear how performance stretches as the problem grows. Larger mazes or higher dimension puzzles might exceed the model's capacity to hold the whole plan in one image. The approach is inherently high bandwidth. The entire scene image must be stored and processed every step. This limits resolution or scene size. A very large environment might need tiling or hierarchical approaches, which they have not demonstrated. There is also the issue of compounding errors. Each generation is probabilistic and may not be perfectly accurate. If the model makes a wrong move at step 3, it will carry that error forward. The paper's tasks seem forgiving enough that the diffusion model usually got each step right once trained. But we should note that any mistake could derail the solution. In contrast, an LLM caught might use a symbolic planner in its loop and correct course if one step is off, though it also can go astray. DiffThinker might need some way to detect and recover from missteps, perhaps by rerunning with different noise seeds or using ensemble voting. For now, this is open. Another practical limitation is compute. Iterative diffusion reasoning is heavy. Even with optimization, inference in a loop, potentially 5 to 10 denoising steps per generation, times tens of steps, it's not lightweight. Robotics applications on constrained hardware might struggle. The authors do not report timing, but the Fedora gist is that this is more a capability demonstration than a deployable demo. Finally, though the approach shines on structured tasks, it may not generalize to more unstructured, open-ended environments. If a scene has many objects with complex relations, can a single image model generalize the correct next state? And what about tasks with non-visual goals, like semantic tasks? DiffThinker as presented is tied to tasks that can be neatly visualized step by step. It remains to be seen how broad the rubric can be. Looking ahead, there are many intriguing directions. One is to test DiffThinker on benchmarks that mix real images with reasoning. For example, finding routes on a street map image, or assembling a set of blocks from camera input. Another is to combine this with world models or reinforcement learning. Perhaps a policy network could use the diffusion planner's output as guidance. The concept of generative chain of state could also merge with other generative models, e.g. transformers that operate directly on latent maps rather than explicit text. Conclusion and verdict. In sum, DiffThinker presents a bold new spin on multimodal reasoning. By casting problem-solving as successive image generations, it sidesteps many pitfalls of text-based CoT when the task is inherently visual. The empirical gains on toy benchmarks are striking. The diffusion model exceeds even giant closed-source LLMs by wide margins on carefully constructed puzzles. This strongly suggests that there is real value in preserving spatial state in the loop. The work is thorough and well-engineered. Synthetic data, training pipelines, and evaluation scripts are all provided, making it a solid foundation for follow-up. For a roboticist or researcher, the takeaway is nuanced. The core insight, letting a model generate visual reasoning traces, is undoubtedly powerful and worth exploring. If your domain has a clear visual state representation and sequential steps, DiffThinker's approach might unlock higher reliability than throwing text-only models at the problem. However, one should not underestimate the barriers. Getting precise images of each state and training diffusion models is not trivial. This is still early-stage research. More a fascinating, what-if than a turnkey solution. The approach shines in the conceptual space of vision-oriented puzzles, but it is speculative how directly it applies to messy real-world tasks. In closing, DiffThinker is a promising glimpse of a world where AI can literally think in pictures. It highlights that future embodied systems might interleave visual imagination and action in novel ways. Whether diffusion models will become a core part of robot brains remains to be seen. For now, this work stands out as an innovative paradigm and a challenge. It invites us to rethink the way we encode knowledge and reason. For those willing to invest in the required data and compute, it offers a new toolkit, with the caveat that its true power likely lies a few research years ahead on more complex tasks, beyond the polished puzzles of today. Links. For more, see the project site, interactive demos and abstract, and the GitHub repo, with code and data generators.